Welcome to Breathe, a podcast with G Peoples. This is a podcast, yet an invitation to immerse yourself in the essence of being. A journey where each breath becomes a harmonious dance with the divinity that lives within us all. Here, we explore the intricate tapestry of existence, discovering what it means to truly be, unconditionally, unabashedly, unapologetically. So if you're listening right now, wherever this podcast finds you, whether it's the middle of your day, morning, or night, let's just exhale completely for a moment. And take one deep inhale into the belly, watching it flow up to our chest, pausing for a moment to just feel some gratitude for where we are and all that we have. And exhale, release. Thank you so much for being here on another episode of Breathe. She turned to me, squinting her eyes. Do you fall in love fast? I almost spit out a no, as if any other answer could save my humility. But then I sat pondering for a moment, knowing that my heart is as open as the sea. When I'm on the cliff shouting to beauty standing on the other side, with her arms open wide and a smile she couldn't dare to hide, I jump. I'm not sure if that answers your question, but if in my heart I bear the wings to fly, why would I wait? Fear is worth facing if it leads me to a safe landing with her. And if it doesn't, if my wings are clipped and I fall to the cement, I'll gather up my pieces and climb back up, building newfound strength, just to experience it all over again. Learn more about myself in the process, plus a lesson within. So that next time I hear a beautiful whisper in the wind, I'll follow the inspiration and watch my wings form through thick and thin. Eventually, I'll land on the other side to take her hand. So this was a poem that I have coming out in the new book I'm working on. It's going to be an ebook titled Changing Season. I mentioned it before on Instagram, and I believe I mentioned it maybe on one of these episodes as well, but I wanted to come here and share another poem. I felt really inspired this week to kind of talk about relationships and love. And so that's what this poem is really highlighting. How many of us self-sabotage ourselves when entering a new relationship, or even exiting a relationship, or dealing with a situationship, you know, for instance? Or how many of us deal with unrealistic expectations, you know, the expectations where they have to live up to every single one of our standards, even though that they're human too, and there's honestly nothing wrong with this other person, but we've just experienced some trauma and have some shadows that we can't seem to let go, or maybe we're unaware of, so we project that onto this other person that we admire or like. I know that I still do that, you know, to this day. I'm still working on that aspect of myself. They say that the most healing work that one has to do comes out in a relationship. And I believe that wholeheartedly, because it's one thing to heal on your own, but it's another thing whenever you're also seeing pain and trauma and suffering in another person. How do you handle that? How do you react to that? It's one thing to be alone and forgive yourself for your past mistakes, but are you able to forgive the other person? Right? There's so many things that go on there whenever you're really becoming intimately involved with another person. And so this poem is kind of highlights that fear that we face. Speaking about the humility at first, I remember being younger and being embarrassed if someone asked me, do you fall in love fast? Like, how do I answer that? How am I supposed to answer that? And if I do fall in love fast, so what? Right? That would be my answer. Like, if I did, so what? But then it was also trying to put on the tough guy. Like, no, I don't fall in love fast. But do we even understand what that means? Like, how often did we put a wall up anytime someone talked about relationships or love? Or how often did you fight your vulnerability when saying that you love someone? Or whenever they said that they love you for whatever reason, how often do you hide your feelings from really expressing how you feel about someone that you like or someone that you may have a crush on? So in these opening lines, I say, she turned to me squinting her eyes, right? Like, I can feel that judgment of someone looking at me and squinting their eyes. Like, like that already instills some fear in me of this person judging whatever my answer is going to be. The automatic response is to be like, no, I don't fall in love fast, right? I almost spit out a no as if any other answer could save my humility, right? But even no, it's like, well, why don't you? If you took two strangers and sat them down and told them to openly share and exchange their stories with no barriers, no judgment, what do you think would happen? Both would walk away with a new experience and a newfound love for a dear friend. See, none of us are strangers. We are each other. But when it comes to love and vulnerability, we put this wall up as if the person on the other side of the wall isn't feeling the exact same emotions that we are feeling. As if they're not having the exact same experience that we're having as well. And so that's why I kind of continue in the poem. I sat pondering for a moment, knowing that my heart is as open as the sea. So when I'm on the cliff shouting to beauty, standing on the other side with her arms open wide, and a smile she couldn't dare to hide, I jump. And this is a testament of me going through all the past experiences I've had with love and relationships. Maybe before I was timid, I didn't want to do it. Maybe I self-sabotaged myself out of the relationship. Maybe I broke my own heart multiple times. But just like a couple of weeks ago when I said you have to break your own heart multiple times in order for it to truly open. I've been through that so many times where I was the person breaking the girl's heart. And then sometimes it was reverse. So now I'm at a point to where if I feel love and if I like someone, why would I wait? Why hold that back? I feel like empaths get a bad rep because they love so much, because they're so open. A lot of people don't like empaths because they feel so much, right? And you always hear people saying, get out of your feelings, right? But no, there's nothing wrong with feeling so much. It's honestly such a gift to feel so much. It's so beautiful to feel so much and to have an open heart, to be so vulnerable. That takes strength and courage. And really, us humans, we're all empaths. We just know how to numb ourselves or distract ourselves from feeling what's truly there. I want this to serve as a reminder for you that if you feel for someone right now, if you're in a relationship and there's something going on, talk to that person. Have the tough conversations, because it's so easy to ignore those tough conversations and let things build up. But if you feel for this person, you love this person, why not be as transparent as possible? So then that way you both can grow through the ups and the downs, through the highs and the lows. I want this to serve as a reminder for the people who maybe aren't in the relationships, but they like someone. And you're scared of rejection. I'm scared of rejection too. I don't go out and approach girls right away because I fear that rejection. But let this serve as a reminder. So what? If you like someone, speak your truth to them. This poem is that reminder to myself. Because I continue. I'm not sure if that answers your question, but if in my heart I bear the wings to fly, why would I wait? That fear of rejection, that fear from maybe a past trauma or a past shadow, a past relationship, that fear is worth facing if it leads me to a safe landing with her, right? That fear is worth facing over and over and over again, because you don't know what the outcome is going to be. But I continue, and if it doesn't, if my wings are clipped and I fall to the cement, then I'll gather up my pieces and climb back up, building newfound strength, just to experience it all over again. That comes from me just now looking forward to meeting someone, looking forward to this person that I find so attractive and reaching out to them and asking them on a date. And then if it doesn't work, if I get rejected, I'm like, oh, okay, all right, that might hurt. But that's all right. I just learned something new about myself. I just had a new experience. Let me try that again with the next person. I'm not going to hold back. If I was in a relationship before and it ended so bad, you don't want that relationship to jeopardize all the potential of your next relationship, right? Carrying that baggage, carrying that emotional trauma. Every breakdown is a breakthrough. Every relationship that didn't work out whenever you really wanted to, or you thought that was the one that you were going to be with, just leads you closer to the actual person that you're meant to be with. And it brings you closer to love, unconditional love within yourself. Learning more about myself in the process, plus the lesson within, something to carry and grow from. That way, the next time I hear a beautiful whisper in the wind, the next time I find someone else that I'm attracted to and we have a connection and we have this bond, I'll follow that inspiration and watch my wings form through thick and thin, through those tough times, through the times whenever I don't want to be vulnerable, the times I don't want to have those tough conversations, because I jumped so many times and maybe fell and didn't make it to the other side. I'm that much stronger now. I'm that much more able to have these tough conversations with those around me and the people that I love, not even just in relationships, but my friendships, my family members. Love is universal. It's not one thing. Love is blind. Love is oneness. And we all hold this within us. Maybe a lot of it's just carried up by mental fog or shadows, but don't let your past ruin the possibility of your future. Ruin the infinite potential that your future holds. By holding on to that, you can let it go. Your past does not crucify your ability to change. Maybe you hit the cement and you had a broken leg. You had a broken arm, broken heart. That's okay. Gather up those pieces. Learn what it means to put your heart back together. Learn what it means to put yourself back together and climb back up to the top. Climb out of that abyss of your own mind, of your own shadows. Heal yourself and jump again as if nothing ever happened before. Jump with a newfound courage, with a boldness, with strength. Because you never know what's awaiting on that other side. It can be way more beautiful than you would have ever imagined. But you truly won't know unless you take that chance and trust and surrender that you're always where you're meant to be. Even if that doesn't work out, that's okay. You're still exactly where you're meant to be. And you're that much closer to that oneness, to that unconditional divine love within yourself. And that is what is going to attract the right person to you. Living from that place within, where you have those wings, where you bear those wings in your heart and you're ready to fly, you're ready to take those chances. Because you're not scared anymore, you're not holding on to that fear, you're not worried about that judgment. You're able to be vulnerable because now you know what it means to be vulnerable. You've experienced it and you're ready. You're ready to fly. And one more thing about this in terms of romance and relationships, it's rarely about feeling understood or understanding the other. It's rarely about how much you have in common, but it's about what you do in spite of what you feel. It's not about agreeing. But it's about how you navigate the differences, how you choose to show up, even when you're angry, even when you don't want to be vulnerable, even when you're going through something and stressed out. How will you choose to show up for the relationship, show up for your partner, your friend, your family member, your coworker, I'm going to recite that poem again and just think about how this relates to you in your own life. Like I said, not just in relationships, but with your friends, your family, the people around you, your own world around you. How does this apply to you? And how can you gather up these pieces? Discover your wings within. Learn from the lesson. Face the fear that is always worth facing. Become stronger. Develop more courage, more authenticity, and take that leap. Discover how it's going to feel whenever you're not afraid to be vulnerable. And then watch how this translates to every aspect of your life. Your career, your dreams, your goals. You're no longer afraid to speak up, to speak your truth, to live in your authenticity, to live unconditionally, and to see this connection of love and wholeness within every person that you encounter. See no stranger, because we are all each other. We are one. She turned to me, squinting her eyes. Do you fall in love fast? I almost spit out a no, as if any other answer could save my humility. But then I sat pondering for a moment, knowing that my heart is as open as the sea. When I'm on the cliff shouting to beauty standing on the other side, with her arms open wide and a smile she couldn't dare to hide, I jump. I'm not sure if that answers your question, but if in my heart I bear the wings to fly, why would I wait? Fear is worth facing if it leads me to a safe landing with her. And if it doesn't, if my wings are clipped and I fall to the cement, I'll gather up my pieces and climb back up, building newfound strength, just to experience it all over again. Learn more about myself in the process, plus a lesson within. So that next time I hear a beautiful whisper in the wind, I'll follow the inspiration and watch my wings form through thick and thin. Eventually, I'll land on the other side to take her hand. Thank you so much for being here with me today, and I'm so excited for what lies ahead. So excited. Stay up to date about the new classes that I'm going to be offering very soon. You can follow me on Instagram at @g_peoples. I'm a meditation coach, mindfulness teacher, Pilates instructor, personal trainer, certified in cognitive behavior therapy. But I'm also a musician, a poet, and a writer. So many modalities, very multifaceted. So many things that I like to put art into, put my heart into, and simply just create, be a conduit to this co-creation that we're all here for. So I would love for you to connect with me, and I'd love to be here to walk along this journey through life with you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time on Breathe. I appreciate you. I believe in you. I love you. Aham Prema Dhanyavad Om Shanti Shanti.